Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us again on the Inspire All podcast. And we're getting close to the end of our series on the illusion of free choice, a return to mastering your own life. And today we're bringing back RJ Spina. RJ has been one of our favorite guests. We've dived deep into his teachings and we've had him on a number of times on the show. And actually right now, which is ironic, is I think we actually started this series around the same time that we actually started taking RJ's self-mastery course. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, RJ, that course is, absolutely next level. Between Tay and I don't know how many dozens of courses we've taken over the years. And I really can't say there's been any course that I've taken that has
touched this one
in the same way. It I feel like it pierces through all of this illusion that we sort of live in. And really gets right back to the core of who we are. And it helps us, you know, the exercises that you create, because I mean, the course is not just this information. I mean, you're wanting us to have a tangible experience with it. And I think that's the part that is so important, because with every teaching, I love the practice of explaining it in the way that you're able to explain it and make it very real for us. But then we go and we have our own practice, because ultimately that's really where the mastery is going to come, is us actually having a tangible experience with it. And I mean, I know we've had long ways to go, I think, with these practices. And even when we're done the course, we can start back at day one again and go through the same thing. I feel like it's the kind of course you could go over all the time and just keep integrating into practice and just hit new and new depths and heights of it. So. From bottom of my heart, RJ, thank you so much for putting together a course like that. And I mean, we've been going like 4 months with this course. I mean, it's not a short little program. I mean, when you sign up for that, you're doing an hour and a half with you every week, diving deep into these teachings with the most phenomenal group of people and mm-hmm. supportive group of people. And I think that in itself also creates this really phenomenal space for healing and evolution to take place within each one of us.
Well, I'm so glad that both of you have taken it, and I'm thankful for your participation and that you guys are adding to it through your participation. Thank you for all those kind words. The only thing I'll say about that is that the as you said, Jason, it's the tangible experience, right, is the only thing that matters, is for you to be able to learn about yourself experientially, right? It's there are many teachers operating at various different levels that could just simply go on and on and on about things, and people would sit there and maybe conceptually understand what is happening, but that doesn't do anything for anybody. Understanding something is actually just an ego mind endeavor. So we really need to have the tangible experience. And so the whole course is built upon these enlightened teachings, but then being able to give every single individual, every single participant, the tangible experience of that teaching through the exercise and meditation, and the growth or the self-knowledge or gnosis comes from the tangible experience itself. It's not so much listening to me ramble on and on and on. It's about maybe listening a little bit and then actually applying it through the exercise, and then you have the experience yourself and it becomes yours. And it's now you. That is what gnosis is. You're gaining self-knowledge. And that's really the key. That's the antidote for all that ails all of us, is understanding this infinitely spacious, this divinity incarnate, rather than the compartmentalized, fragmented, separated egoic mind, subconscious patterned egoic mind, which is just a gigantic limitation program. So the self-mastery course is, it's been a huge success in terms of the people, their experiences. And thank you very much for participating in it. And thank you very much for the kind words. I appreciate it.
You know, in doing that course too, there's so many questions that come up that are always fun to be able to field with you after. But even in the transition of this whole series, we've talked to lots of people around the concept of free choice, and we'll bring some of that up to it, because I always want to get your feedback on the bigger picture. So it's nice to have you towards the end of the series to kind of mm-hmm. filter through some different questions and get your take on it. You've mentioned before that we only know about 0.03% of the greater reality. I'm wondering if you can describe some of what we're not aware of and how this can actually impact us regardless of whether we are perceiving it or not.
Oh, okay. So when we talk about perceiving a minuscule amount of the greater reality, this is in direct correlation to us experiencing just a minuscule amount of what we actually are in terms of being our own higher mind. Okay, it's a direct correlation. So the 0.003 of what it is that we perceive is when this immortal, limitless creator being, which is what the I am, which is what we all are, reduces itself to just body consciousness. Body consciousness would just be the five physical senses and the data stream that comes into the very narrow bandwidth through our five physical senses. That's the fodder that then creates the so-called intellect. The identification with this information then creates your ego mind identity. So that's the fastest way, and hopefully I didn't say that too fast, but that is the massive limitation. So our five physical senses only perceive the narrowest of bandwidths in terms of the light that is able to come through the five physical senses. Now, what we are, sentience, divine intelligence, the I am, is literally connected to everything and part of everything. There is no limitation to that, none whatsoever. So the greater reality that we are missing is the overwhelming majority of what actually is, just like we are missing the overwhelming majority of what we are when we reduce ourselves to a biological garment or a biological spacesuit that we call a human being. That's the reduction of body consciousness. And then we reduce ourselves to just what the suit is able to perceive through its very limited bandwidth. And that's what forms your intellect, your character, right? Which is a shadow. And I'm being kind when I say a shadow of what you really are, because everyone is divinity incarnate. No one is missing, lacking anything. We are an indirect fractal of God. And I say indirect because we're a projection from our higher self, but we're not lacking anything. The ego mind identity of the human character is lacking everything because it's based out of being incomplete, because it can only perceive so little. You identify with that so little, you're always going to be incomplete. So I don't want to go on and on. All I ever do is go on and on and on. So we're only perceiving very little because we're not really using what we are. We're using the suit. Okay. So it's kind of like trying to view something through this, right? Well, just move it away, right? And let your real vision take over. And the self, the I am, is nothing but perception and understanding. It's perception and understanding. It's almost like the I am or the self or the sentience. We can say soul, but it's not really accurate. But what we really are is one gigantic eyeball. It's just millions and millions of sets of perception. And woven into the screen of your consciousness is your depth of love and wisdom, which is you. Now, none of that is occurring when we're using body consciousness. It's just not occurring. We're reducing ourselves to our five physical senses. So that is the great limitation, right? Is taking this unlimited divine that has access to everything, everyone, that is connected to everything and everyone. And now look at ourselves. Is that the way that we operate? It's the exact opposite. So if we're going to use body consciousness, we're never going to be able to perceive the greater reality, the different frequencies, the different versions of Earth that are occurring right now, all the different realities, the realities that exist within higher frequencies that are occurring simultaneously and concurrently and in parallel. And we are connected to all of these things. Now, are we experiencing these things right now? Probably not. Part of it is because we've reduced ourselves to the suit that we're wearing, to five physical senses and an intellect. So everything is available to us. The highest frequency, the highest dimension is right here. It's right here. It's all in the same space. It's like a rubber band ball. Or like when you used to blow bubbles as a kid, all those bubbles are connected. Everything is right here. Everything is right now. Everything is available to you. But if you try to use your five senses and then try to reduce that through the program of logic and linearity, which doesn't really apply, then we're going to be lacking a great deal. And so the key is to transcend body consciousness or the ego mind identity and allow the I am, the infinite I am, to start to experience itself. And as it starts to experience the depth of itself, the greater reality in terms of frequencies and dimensions, all these things will become available to us. And there's a reason why authentic mystics and masters experience these different realms and frequencies and dimensions and all this kind of stuff, because they are working more directly with what they really are, this unlimited I am or sentience. They have transcended limiting body consciousness. And so therefore they're not confined to just physical reality. Even though they're having a physical experience, they're not confined to physical reality. They're able to experience these things even while they're here within the body. And hopefully this is the, not hopefully, this is the direction that humanity is moving in. And we'll either embrace this because it is what is, and it can be a joyous, liberating experience, or as we were saying before we started recording, we'll all just go kicking and screaming and make it absolutely excruciating, but we're all going on this ride, so we might as well enjoy it.
You know, RJ, throughout this series and kind of around this idea of a greater reality, different than how you're explaining it, but different conversations came up from many different people. So, and we were looking at stuff like how language is affecting people and literally almost like casting spells. And it's almost like it's outside of the awareness of what we're even saying and how that's influencing us. Stuff around
music and sound
and different frequencies and how that might be affecting us on a subliminal level. Flicker rates on media like TV and all those types of things. From your perspective, how much does that stuff impact us? And then as we connect more with the I am, I shouldn't even say connect, once we realize the I am that we are, does that still play a role, or do we then just not participate in things because we were out of alignment with it? Or how much does that stuff play a role, and what's your take from that perspective?
The impact that it has to do with your identification with being a physical being. So the more that you identify yourself as essentially with the suit, the more that the lower frequencies will affect you because you're identifying with it. So it becomes real. And once something becomes real, it's solid. Now, once something is solid and real, there is now resistance. So we have to start to approach things this way. If we know that we're an energy being, for lack of a better, and we're actually not a being, we're an entity, because we were created beings, come to fruition, we could say organically, entities are creations. We're a creation of our higher self. So we're actually a human entity, technically. So... But the more that we identify with being a physical being, we will be more and more affected by what is happening within the lower frequencies of the physical realm. So it can greatly, severely affect people. The more that you're detached from the body, from identifying yourself with your body, with physicality, the less you are affected by what goes on here. Now, we're a supremely high frequency. We're a supremely high vibration. The body mind is not. Okay, so the body mind is part of and attuned to the local environment. So whatever is happening within physical reality is going to affect your body mind, but it doesn't touch the sentience. It doesn't touch what you really are. So the more that you can reside within, as for, and by what you really are, you're operating in a higher frequency and higher vibrational rate, even while you're inside or temporarily merged with the body, which means you're not affected by what is really going on with the body mind, if that makes sense. So if you are identifying yourself with your form, your image, you'll be greatly impacted. In fact, you'll be impacted by everything that goes on here. But the more that you realize that you're not that, that you're the awareness of what is going on, and that awareness is unsullied and untouched, just like the sun is unsullied and untouched by the weather, what you are is unsullied and untouched by what goes on with the body mind. The more that you can operate with that level of detachment and distance, the less that you'll be affected by what goes on here, because you'll know it doesn't really have anything to do with you. It just doesn't. We're not from here. Right? We don't have to worry about fitting in. We didn't come here to stay. Right? So allowing yourself to be so greatly affected through identifying with things here, when what goes on here doesn't even have anything to do with you. You're passing through. Does Does that make sense? So the more that we kind of adopt that, the more that we'll be in the physical, but not of the physical, as Christ said far more eloquently than I just put, that's really the key, to be in the physical, but not of the physical. And when we're not of the physical, we won't be so affected by what goes on here. And the less affected you are here, the more that you're going to start to experience yourself. And the more that you start to experience yourself, your true self, the better you're going to feel.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I think, like, in this episode or this series, what we've been, it's sort of a fine tunement of how much information is important to present that's maybe impacting people. And then at the same point, I don't want to say get into too much, because I don't want people to become over-focused on it and fearful of it. I know how, for me, when I hear most of the stuff that we've talked about with guests and different things, I find it all interesting, but I also, in many ways, feel like I don't really think I'm subject to that, because I don't identify completely as the physical body. But I find it interesting to be aware of it, and then that might influence maybe how much time I spend engaged in certain things, or I'm not sure. But I think that's probably more.
I think even if we're functioning at that level of deeper knowing and mm-hmm. intuition, we will automatically not be drawn to those mm-hmm. things that would insult who we are. Would you agree with that, RJ?
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's just what goes on here. And as difficult as it may be for people to understand, we're not from here and we're not staying here. We are passing through. We're having a temporary human experience. Identifying with everything that goes on here, what is the point of that? What is the takeaway? You're not experiencing yourself. You're not learning about yourself, self-realization. You're not experiencing yourself. You're experiencing everything that's here. It's a very inefficient mode of operating in terms of the evolution of consciousness. So incarnation into the lower frequencies is an accelerant for the evolution of consciousness. But if we don't work with ourselves properly through detachment and realizing the truth about ourselves, then it doesn't serve as an accelerant for the evolution of consciousness. But when we work with ourselves properly, the supremely high frequency being having a low frequency experience, and the things that happen here can only happen here. You can only experience the tangibility of your intentions within the lower frequencies. These realms afford us things that no other realm can afford us. We just simply have to start to work with ourselves in a more detached, compassionate, and loving way towards ourselves and each other. And then, from my perspective, we will be evolving with the greatest efficacy. And I really feel that that's what it's really about. I mean, I can tell you, God is obsessed with efficacy, okay? And I feel the exact same way. Well, let's get this, let's do this properly. Let's do this joyously. Let's do this with love in our heart, with compassion, with power. Let's do it right. And so we do, when all those things only occur when you're detached, when you're not getting caught up. Okay, here's an image. Give me an image. Okay, so imagine a rock on a riverbed. Okay, and the water is, you know, rushing perpetually and endlessly, right? The water is just rushing over the riverbed. It never really stops, right? Okay, so when we agree with something, buy into something, okay? And you could think of what it is that we're buying to as part of the water rushing over us, right? So when we agree or buy into something, that's what it makes it real. right? As soon as we agree to a belief or a concept or an ideology, blah, 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 whatever, it becomes real. Now, when it becomes real, it becomes solid. Okay. Now, as soon as something becomes solid, we've now created resistance because it's really just energy and it's all equal in weightlessness. But when you accept and agree through our identification, it becomes real and solid. Okay. Now, if as this water is coming at you, if you're saying, yes, yes, it's real, 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 and solid, pretty soon the pressures of all these things is going to lift that rock right off the riverbed and send it cascading way down the river. You're going to lose yourself. There's no way to withstand the pressures of society by picking these beliefs, identifications, and ideology. It becomes too real and it's going to wash you over. It's too much to handle. Now, the funny thing is, the other side of that coin, denial, acceptance, denial, does the same thing. If you say no, right, to something, you are now also making that real. Now, that is also solid. Now, that will also eventually, with that rushing water, will also just knock you over and take you cascading down the riverbed. So by agreeing and denying, you lose yourself. Now, the opposite of this is to allow, right? If you're that rock and you just allow the water to rush over you and you don't identify and don't reject, you can call this observer mode or just watching or just pure awareness, right? And you just let that water wash right over you, that rock's going to stay right there, completely unaffected. No problem. Okay? So this is really the way to operate as this rock that just allows the flow, the endless flow of energy, water, to cascade, because that's what's always going to happen. So allow it. Don't jump onto it and grab it, and don't try to push against it. Right? There's a very important understanding, and this brings us into a flow state, and this also brings us into the self, because we're not saying yes and we're not saying no. So what we're actually experiencing is the self over and over again. And now nothing here can touch you. Doesn't matter how tumultuous things are, or how difficult things are, or what the challenge is, or what's really going on. It doesn't really matter. You're in a state of allowance. This is vital to understand how this really works. And it's a truth that I'm going to be talking more and more about in the very near future.
Wow. I feel like what you just stated is so important, because oftentimes when there's so much information coming at us and so many, you know, conspiracies or new information or admittances, sometimes we're stuck in this place of not sure what to do with it. Do we broadcast it? Do we investigate it? Do we dive into it? But I feel like what you're saying, and as far as what to do with our emotions that surface or the overthinking that comes up, is really no different than how we deal with the avalanche of information that's coming at us within the world stage right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's designed to uproot you and send you flying. Mm-hmm. It's designed for you to lose yourself. Does that make sense? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that the key is to just, well, you can't stop it anyway. You can't. You're going to stop what's going on with the government or the you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to stop that. You're going to stop that. Uh-uh. Don't bother trying. Don't get caught up in it. And you'll be able to remain true to yourself. Your real self. Don't get caught up in it. And the getting caught up is either the agreeing or the denying. And now this realm has you and you've lost yourself. So everything is the opposite here, right? Detachment is power, right? Yeah, it's, you know, you don't want to agree and accept, and you don't want to deny and push away. It's really the opposite. You want to be in this perpetual flow state because that's all that's ever happening. You want to use the current for your own power. And the only way that you can do that is in a state of surrender and allowance. That's the only way to do it. And detachment is what gives us this. And detachment is what gives us the experience of the self. And now the evolution of consciousness is happening with the greatest efficacy, because what you're experiencing is the self perpetually, self-realization, right? Now you're not getting caught up in what's going on here. Because this realm, from my perspective, this realm is always going to be chaotic. It's the lower frequencies. So I know the misperception about ascension. If this realm will stay here, you won't. This will stay right here. The third, people call it the third dimension, it's fine. The third frequency of the first dimension, which is the physical universe, will remain here. You won't. You're passing through when you operate properly. The more attachments and things that become real for you, then you're not going anywhere because you're stuck to them. So let this realm do what it's going to do, because it's going to do it anyway. Now, the more that you can work with yourself properly, the higher the emanation, the frequency, the vibration that you're emanating, and a rising tide lifts all ships. And then other people, you're like, God, I want to be like Jason and Taya. They're so unaffected. They're so true to themselves. I want to be like that. I want that. And it's through them being around you that they actually get a whiff of what that's really like. And they will learn to operate in the way that you're operating that allows you to just skate right through this. You're just visiting. I promise. This is it's a vacation. It's playtime. All the realms are playtime. We're making too big a deal of it. We've lost the joy. It's like everyone's allergic to a good time. I just don't get it. It's like, I mean, everyone is so eager to be offended. Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, the and this is all by design. So this is all ego mind identity, identification with this, with the body, with this idea, with that identification, resistance, tension. And that's what you see going on. So we won't want to do the opposite. You just want to be the rock, just allow it to happen. And stay true to yourself. And now nothing can knock you off your feet. Nothing.
Hmm. RJ, you spoke a little bit about this just moments ago, as far as why we are here. Why are we here in human form?
All the other alien suits were taken. No, that's not true. So humanity, from my perspective, humanity is an experiment, but it's not the experiment the way that people probably think it is. But it's an experiment in individualized free will. Okay, as we move up in frequency and have experiences in higher frequencies, different realms, different realities, what starts to happen is that these different species, what we call alien, we're all alien, no one's from here. But what we would call an alien operates more in a sort of a hive mind or group mind, collective mind mentality. Okay, it's only human beings that have completely individualized free will. Now, the idea behind it is that everyone can evolve in their own way and in their own time, which means souls can accelerate. I mean, they can skyrocket in terms of the evolution of their consciousness. And hopefully the teachings that I'm doing now that I'll leave here, I'll far outlast my physical body, is going to allow people to do that really with the most efficiency. So human beings is simply an experiment in individualized free will. And so that you get to evolve your consciousness in your own way and in your own time. And now if you take a look at what's, so hopefully that makes sense. If you take a look at what's happening right now, is that the way to co-opt that is to turn everything into groupthink. Right? For everyone to go along, you can't have an opinion, you can't do this, you can't say this, right? Just kind of see that as in juxtaposition to what I just said, right? So how do you stop individualized free will? You force everyone into groupthink, right? So that's really what you're seeing here. Now, if we go back to what we said earlier, right? Don't accept and don't resist, right? And just let everything flow. You now have yourself again. You're now back to experiencing yourself and evolving in your own way and in your own time. If you're not doing that, then you're not really experiencing yourself and you're not really evolving in the way that you want to. So a human being, one is a suit. That's all it is. That's it. And it's the experiment in individualized free will. And as we move up, as I said, as we move up, it becomes more of a hive mind. Don't think of hive mind as negative. Don't think of negative or positive. There's high frequency and low frequency. There is. but don't think in terms of negative or positive. But here, as a human, we get to evolve in our own way in our own time through individualized free will. That's the idea behind it. And then, like I said, now take a look at what's happening here about trying to take that away. That's how you counter that, is forced groupthink. No more rights, no more individuals, no more liberties, all these kind of things. So many of us are steeped deeply in this experiment with humanity. Many of us have incarnated many, many, many times and have been experiencing this, have been part of this experiment. And some of us have had, impactful roles in what it is that I just described. I myself am vested in the experiment, the free will individualized experiment known as humanity. I'm deeply vested in it. I care deeply about it. I absolutely do. So that's why I want to see us do it with the greatest efficiency, with love, with joy, with laughter, with passion, with purpose, with power, compassion, right? But the only way to do that is to let everything here just do this, like the rock, right? And then you can actually experience yourself, and then you can create the life that you really want, which gets us back to free will.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I think this is a really important concept around this, with the concept of allowance and what you're talking about. And then I think what I want to make sure people grasp is, how does that then, what does that look like in their life? Because sometimes the concept of allowance can be that then I just sit back and let everything kind of happen to me, right? And that's not the feeling I'm getting from the way you're describing it.
Complacency.
It's not this complacency and sort of sit back and just sort of let the world do what it's going to do without me sort of still playing an active role in things. Like, I still feel like, you know, if things like civil liberties and things like this are being sort of stripped, I guess my feeling is, and this is from my own experience with this in this process, is when I kind of surrender to a place of allowance, then what it feels like for me is that then I have very specific instructions that naturally arise within me that are very clear. And that's not usually wishy-washy or weak. It actually comes from a will of God kind of thing sometimes, where it's like there could be a strong no that surfaces within that, but not in a place of accepting or rejecting, just knowing that's not in the highest good for who I am, or something along those lines. Like, can you kind of maybe explain that a little bit? Because I think the concept of allowance for a long time, I think, has been used in different ways.
Yeah, well, I think the subconscious pattern to egoic mind associates allowance with weakness or victimhood. Mm. Right? Okay. None of those, there's no such thing as victimhood. Okay, that's a concept born within the unawakened mind. We've created every moment of our past. We have created every moment that contains right now, and we will create our future. We are this powerful. We are creating every single experience that we have. Now, we just simply haven't become self-realized to realize that we're choosing these things. We don't even realize it at all. Hence the subconscious pattern to egoic mind. We're completely unaware of what is driving our actions. Now, we have all bought into something, right? So there's so many assumptions that are operating way back in our subconscious mind that this is just the way it is, and it never even gets questioned, right? So we associate allowance with victimhood or just being weak. It's the opposite. If nothing is affecting you by allowing the water to rush over you, it's the opposite of victimhood. It's the opposite of weakness. It's the opposite of victimhood, and it's the opposite of weakness. You're untouched by it. That's power. Weakness is being affected by it. Look how much this person or this thing is affecting you. Why are you letting it? That is a powerless state. So again, everything is from my perspective, everything is the opposite here, right? Allowance gives you power because nothing is touching you. Nothing is affecting you. So it's the opposite. And hopefully that makes sense. I mean, I can go on and on, but I'll try not to.
I'm thinking of a specific person that I know that, for example, this is just a story that I'm trying to find what allowance would mean for her. So, for example, she was given a specific intervention that she thought was going to be a beneficial thing for medical intervention and ended up causing quite significant harm to her. And then when she was having the conversation with her doctor was still saying, you have to still get this. And because I can't actually tell you no. And the doctor even had tears in his eyes as he was saying it. And she's kind of like, what, you know? So she knows it's not something that feels right for her, yet she's kind of being told. So from a state of allowance, what would that look like from a decision-making place then when we're faced with, which can be quite difficult decisions to make?
Allow yourself to own your own life.
Nice. Okay.
Simple, right? I mean, I'll try not to ramble. Just allow yourself to own your own life. Why is it his decision, her decision, their decision? Who says? Why? Why are we agreeing to that? Remember the first thing we talked about, agreeing and accepting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a powerless state. It really is. The rock that just lets everything just keep going and is untouched by it, that rock is immovable. That's power. It's the opposite of weakness. So again, the ego mind misinterprets everything because the ego mind is a great reduction of consciousness. It doesn't understand anything. It doesn't even understand what gave birth to it, right? How can we understand anything if we don't understand the self, right? We got this little ego mind that doesn't, I mean, why does the mind constantly want more and more information? Because it doesn't know anything. Mm-hmm. I'll prove it to you right now. Ask yourself, what do I know? Blank, right?
Yeah.
Sit with that for a second. All this memorization, looking up, all the endless, right? What do I know? That knowledge is just as inauthentic and invisible as your ego mind identity. That's what I'm talking about. And it only takes one proper question. What do I know? Who am I? Right? So when we start to work in this direction, which is inward, with a gentle tenacity, right? The results will be there. The result is the the infinitely spacious and completely and utterly unlimited I am, or what we call sentient, or what I call sentience, right? Divine intelligence, our level of love and wisdom whose subsets are our talents and abilities. We have to start to question things. Once we start to question the subconscious patterned egoic mind with simple questions, we'll be free of it. But until we keep obeying it, we're working on assumptions that are just false. Mm-hmm. And then trying to make sense out of something that's just false, that doesn't take in the entire picture. It's a pointless endeavor. So, you know, what do I know? Nothing, right? So it's best to just be that rock, right? And let all this happen. And then just as you said, Jason, when you're in that state of I am or fully present, you're absolutely right. God's will does take over because your will is God's will. Mm-hmm. I don't mean your ego mind. I mean the true self, the real you, the I am, the sentience. That's exactly right. Your will is God's will. Your ability to come here with a life plan is God's consent. You don't get a physical vehicle unless you got a worthy life plan. There's a long line for physical vehicles, I promise. Everyone wants to experience physical reality, the tangibility of things, right? That you can't get this anywhere else. So unless you have a life plan, a worthy life plan, you don't get a suit. And for you to have a worthy life plan and you get a suit, that is God's will. That's God's blessing, literally. So you're right. We have to learn how to do this, to shut off the ego mind. And as you guys know, there's plenty of magic tricks that we can do that in 1 second. There's certain questions that we can ask ourselves. What do I know? Who am I? Mm-hmm. It stops your brainwashing. And then it allows that inner voice to come through. That is free will.
Yeah, that was great, RJ. That's kind of what I felt like I wanted to touch on. And it's that giving yourself, allowing yourself to own your own life. Mm-hmm. And then from there, see what direction that takes you. Because that's a whole nother world now that just opened up when you start to do that.
Yeah, you let in a supreme intelligence into your life when you can be present and let that voice speak. That is a supreme intelligence. This thing is a petulant child that doesn't know anything, right? Just ask yourself, what do I know? Right? So we want to let in, because we are the supreme intelligence, the sentience, the I am. And it simply occurs by being present. Everyone has really experienced this. They might not consciously be able to explain all the, who cares? But you know what it feels like. We all know what it feels like. And that's what this is about. It's about the tangibility. It's about the experiential knowingness of the self. And you can only do that when you quiet the subconscious patterned egoic mind, because all the machinations within that mind doesn't belong to you. It's what's here that you've bought into. That's not you. So the key is to learn how to quiet that through any magic trick or standing on your head, who cares, whatever works, and then let that voice come through. That voice can't be stopped. It cannot be stopped. And that's the voice that all of us have to learn to listen to, even if it does. Our husband doesn't like it, our wife doesn't like it, our doctor doesn't like it, our clergy doesn't like it. Who cares? It's your life. Claim it, own it, and you're responsible for it. No one else is. So live that way. Live with the authority that it is your life and create the life that you want by being true to yourself.
Yeah, beautiful. That's totally where allowance and power meld together.
RJ, is there such thing as original thought on this planet? Because I really feel like then so much of what we've strived to do and become is all false, because then is there such thing as original thought if the most powerful way that we can conduct ourselves is simply become a vessel for our higher self to come through.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Okay. Yeah. From my perspective, no, there's no original thought. We've never had an original thought our entire life. Mm-hmm. I'll explain. So thoughts, okay, are in relation to some identification or attachment, a belief, a concept, an ideology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So those things already have to be in place for you to even think. So just see that clearly, right? So we already have to have made identifications with stuff here in order to think. Now, these deep-rooted identifications or attachments sit within your lower astral, just to be a little specific, sit within your lower astral body. Now, whatever information is in your lower astral is going to cascade down frequentially, and the next body is your mental body. So the information within your lower astral, your deep-rooted identifications and attachments, that's the information that drops down into your mental body. That's what you think about. So yes, you never, ever, ever have an original thought, because all your identifications and attachments you got from here, they don't belong to you. None of them. Right? So no, there's no such thing as an original thought. Now, is there such thing as inspiration and creating things that are not? Of course, but that's not thinking. Creating an inspiration is not thinking. In fact, they don't have anything to do with each other. Now, we may use those terms synonymously, but that's a lack of tangible self-awareness that we use those things synonymously. They're completely and utterly different. We all know what it's like when we're creating, right? Inspiration, and then what that feels like. And then thinking has a very specific energetic quality. It doesn't even feel good, right? It's almost, right? It's just like, right? But inspiration and creativity is the exact opposite. So yes, hey, original thought, no such thing. No such thing, because it's all based upon something that we've identified or attached ourselves to. Now, I'll take it one step further, and then I'll shut up. Take it one step further. Even the things that we bring into this realm that are not here, a healing technique, a different understanding of things, so that already exists in another realm, and you're simply accessing and bringing that here. If that makes sense, right? We like to take credit. Look what I invented. No, you didn't. It's already there. You just accessed it and brought it here, if that makes sense, right? But thinking, thinking is the most detrimental habit that humanity has. And it's through identification. By identifying with this belief, this concept, this ideology, and that leads to thinking. And it's the moment that we stop doing this and start operating in the way that all three of us are talking about, this planet, your life and this planet will change overnight, because that's what it takes.
RJ, we've heard of you speak of this a few times in the past, I think mostly privately or on other programs, but can you, for listeners who are not familiar with how you describe the greater reality and the structure of it, or for lack of a better word, the hierarchy of it, can you just allow that to land for people within their imagination? Just talk us through that.
Okay, I'll use a silly analogy or example, because you guys know I love silly analogies and examples, and it's actually hard for me to be serious about anything. When you're joyous, it's hard to be serious about anything. So, okay. Most of us have probably gone to the movies and seen a 3D movie. Probably, right? Okay. Do you know in the very beginning, when they have that 10, 9, 8, right? And you got the glasses on and it's coming at you like that? Okay. It is a lot like that. It is a lot like that. Now, we can also, to use it as an example, because otherwise it's like, what the hell is he talking about? So imagine each one of those numbers as they're coming at you, and sometimes you can see two or three at the same time, right? But they seem separate. Okay, that's kind of like different frequencies and different realities, right? So it's a lot like that. And one can experience all of them simultaneously, by the way, which I don't recommend, but you can experience all of those things going on at the exact same time, or by altering the electromagnetic frequency of your brain, you can experience that other number that's just a little deeper and sort of embedded, but it's actually a higher frequency, but it's right there in the same space. Just like those numbers are coming at you, but they're separated in that three-dimensional effect. So we can experience different realities and different frequencies. We can experience different frequencies, and it's a lot like that as an example. So everything is occurring right now. There's only been one moment of creation seen from an infinite amount of perspectives. We're simply moving our attention through that, if that makes sense. So the greater reality is to be able to experience the greater depth of what is, more of what is actually going on that's way outside of physical sensory perception. And it is a bit holographic or sort of three-dimensional, like the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. So that is, I'm certainly not the only one, that experiences those things. And you can experience multiple of, you can experience depth upon depth upon depth upon depth upon, depending upon how detached you are. And also probably your level of sentience that you're able to understand what has actually happened and therefore take it in, sort of decode what's going on, as opposed to it's just white light, or it's very specific. That requires the sentience to be able to decode what it is that's in front of you. But the experience, Tay, is kind of like that. I mean, I want it to land for people. That's something that most people have experienced, the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. So just imagine within each one of those numbers is a whole nother reality, all in the exact same space, a whole nother timeline, a whole nother reality, a whole nother frequency is happening right there. That is what the greater reality is like. Now imagine that endlessly, just endlessly, not just 10 through 1, endlessly. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. Literally. And then eventually what happens, you actually find yourself right back where you started, which is really fascinating. It'll take a while to explain that, but that's what starts to happen. You actually, it's almost like you circled the whole thing and you're right back. But the depth of everything is all still right there. It's all right here, right now. The past, the future, different frequencies, different realities are happening right now. And it's a very holographic, three-dimensional, type of experience. And the last thing I'll say about that is those within each one of those numbers, a different frequency and a whole nother reality is happening right there. And then another one is happening in the same space, but it's a different frequency. Those are more real than this one. Because you're experiencing more and more of yourself, and it becomes more and more real. And the further you are away from yourself, the less real it really is. And right here, what we're experiencing is body consciousness through five senses. This reality does exist, but the higher frequencies in the realities will feel more real because they're more connected to who and what you really are.
This comes to the end of our time for this episode. Please go to inspirehealthpodcast.com and listen to the remainder of this important episode. Thank you so much.